Stars Monday, the 7th of April. Hello. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Nice and warm and wonderful where you are. There's a storm moving across the country. See, I'm balancing. This is fair and balanced. I give you the good weather and the good news about the weather and then the bad weather. And the bad news about the weather. Don't you think that's fair and balanced?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. The no-spin zone.
Hey, that's
a tornado.
Right, yeah. Right. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler here to bring you the update on the day tomorrow. The Queen of Cheap will be back with us. Roberta joining the boss and the rest of the gang. I'm not going to tell you who the boss is. You can make up your own mind who you think
they know,
the
don't
boss
worry.
Is. Yeah, I know. So, we have a discussion coming up in a few moments with a fellow who's a neuropsychiatric diagnostic specialist. How do you like that? Say that again.
I need him.
John Liebert will talk with us about what's going on with those who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, likes of what we saw in the shooting last week. Meanwhile, let's get around to what's happening today, what we know. And in this sense, for me, I feel like baseball starts this week. Like last week was a practice week, pretty much like spring training. Yet everybody worked around, but Richie...
Not for us, because he's getting the count, buddy.
It was opening day.
It was great radio. Jennifer and I were talking about this, how the local listeners, the loyal listeners...
I was listening to the Nets yesterday on the radio.
Yeah, there are lots and lots of people.
There's a resurgence in Los Angeles. And this is, you know, things that happen here tend to happen other places as well.
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard, Time Warner came in and bought the rights to the Dodgers and the Lakers here in Los Angeles.
For
and
TV
they created,
purposes.
Right. Yeah. They've created the Southern California Sports Net. Typical. It's kind of a, you can put it up with like the Yankees channel.
We have Mass.
Right, you have the New England Sports Network.
Yeah, right.
Well, here's the problem. They paid so much for it that they raised everybody's rates by $6 a person.
Oh, wow.
To get the channel, right?
Mm.
And so a lot of people have either dropped cable or they haven't spread it out to the other providers in the area, like DirecTV or Cox Communications. I think Cox actually has it now. But there have been a lot of people who can't even get the TV rights to the Dodgers. So
radio.
I've been watching on Facebook people talking about how at first they were mad that they had to listen to the games on the radio, and now they're appreciating the fact that it's actually a better experience to listen to the games on
the
radio, which is kind
great
of
great listening to baseball on the radio.
Yeah.
Great.
It was
great
fun
stuff.
To watch this.
You have Vin Scully, too. So.
Yeah. Of course you do. He's great.
Jennifer is going to update television. Entertainment This Week has a focus story on 24 with a bad apple picture of Chloe.
If you have, she looks like a goth girl.
She looks pretty tough. I was reading it, thinking, ooh, how did that change? Anyway, so that's coming up in the next half hour of Good Day. Speaking of sports, last week there was a good deal of controversy created around second baseman for the Mets, Daniel Murphy. One talk host said that he ought not to take the 3 days off. Mike Francesca, or Francesca? I never know which is the RC. Francesca. Okay, anyway. He was controversial with his statements about how, you know, he sort of, the knuckle on the, what, Kenny, I think you and I described
brings
it.
Brings up the debate on paternity leave.
Right. But one of the more controversial statements was made by Boomer Esiason, who said that Murphy ought to have forced his wife to have a C-section.
Timing. Hey, that's what I told you. It's all about timing it out. Look, you know what? In real life, I would be more supportive of paternity leave. This guy makes millions of dollars to swing a bat for a living. He was, I mean, it's not even like you're asking him not to be there for the birth of his child. He's taking time off to be, I mean, I would understand. If she's in labor, go be with your wife. She's in labor. But to be home with the baby for the first few days, get to work and swing a bat, dude. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a lot of money.
But he apologized over the weekend because he got clobbered. Did he get clobbered because of that?
But, hey, we're in a world now where...
sissies!
Where a large percentage of people are delivering by C-section because it's more convenient.
Yeah. Not good for the baby, however, unless you have to do it. Really, is the building up of one's psychological...
I was a C-section, turned out just fine.
Well, my two children were born C-section, but going through the birth canal supposedly does something for your psychological stability. Maybe that's where we start.
Hey, do
with,
you think there's a correlation between broken homes and C-section?
Well, let's find out. We have, in a moment, Dr. John Lieber joining us to talk about these items? What is there? Maybe we'll start with what goes on in the birth canal, and does that affect psychologically those who get disturbed by some things, and other people don't get disturbed by the same the same thing at all?
And we'll get to the PTSD.
Yep, absolutely.
Which is in the news, and
because of the Fort Hood shooting. 13 half the hour on Good Day.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was
going
to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston beer.
Quarter after the hour, Doug Steffen Law with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn with Dr. John Liebert, who is a practicing psychiatrist. He specializes in complex diagnostics, neuropsychiatric diagnostics, advanced psychopharmacology.
Spanky you
know,
stuff.
Do you know how long I've been working at these for the entire 3-minute commercial break to make sure I didn't screw them up? We all have a concern about the state of the human condition when it comes to things like post-traumatic stress disorder, which is being, in my opinion, so badly handled. Dr. Liebert is the author of Wounded Minds, and in there you discover or help us understand why this problem is on the rise, why it leads to violent crimes, such as the shooting we saw last week. Dr. Liebert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So what do we need to know about what's going on now that may not have gone on when you and I were kids?
Well, when you were a kid, it's probably a little different time than when I was a kid. I go back to World War II, and that was a very different situation. We liberated countries that were, you know, conquered by, you know, very brutal regimes, and the further we got into these countries, the more brutality we saw. The morale of the troops, even though the casualties were high, were, you know, was good. Vietnam, we progressively lost the meaning of war. It was 360 degrees. Nobody had your back until you got inside the wire. In the war on terror, it's not even safe inside the wire. You have to have somebody now holding a gun next to you while you sleep. So it's getting increasingly dangerous to go to war.
So Fort Hood has been described as a dumping site for soldiers who are problems. And is that why Lopez, who never saw any active duty, was there?
I've never actually heard that said publicly, but I suspect that could be the case. If you're looking for answers, like in the Malaysian Airlines flight, if you're looking for the pings, I'd go to Fort Bliss in El Paso and not Killeen, Texas, where our Fort Hood is, because this guy just transferred in. I don't think they knew him at Fort Hood.
So he came from Fort Bliss?
Yes.
We have a lot of people listening to this program at Fort Bliss. I'd be interested in hearing from those men and women who were there may know something about this. So I did not know he came from Fort Bliss.
Very recently. I don't think they knew him at Fort Hood.
888-302-3684. So what is the problem? I speculated earlier that with all of this, Cesarean, sort of putting two things together, two and two making four, a lot of people are being born now. Cesarean section doesn't create the same sort of maturity or experience that one has going through the birth canal. Has that got anything to do with how mature you're chuckling? So maybe...
Well, I think that there are some genetic studies, some twin studies, very, very rare but suggestive, you know, identical twins exposed to combat and one experiences post-traumatic stress disorder and the other doesn't. That's, you know, like kind of suggestive. We ought to pursue that. There's probably some genetic, vulnerability. But just remember, this guy posted on Facebook two years ago, celebrating life. It has been exactly 1 year and 2 days since left Iraq, seeing in Fallujah the most brutal explosion. I was left paralyzed and started a discussion over the radio. I was only focused on breathing deeply. I was behind the vehicle 5, a diesel. I was only thinking about getting my back. And then the commander at Fort Hood says, did not experience any direct combat experience. This is 2 years or 3 years later, and they're still trying to determine whether this happened.
Hey, whether he was actually in combat or whether...
This is a post that he made on, you know, like almost 2 years ago on his Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And the Army, it seems to me, is trying to cover this up. That's kind of the way it looks to me.
What they're doing is, you know what goes downhill in the Army. Yeah. And as you see this evolve from the first press conference, it went from a medical problem that was like almost served up to the press as a malpractice case against the physicians. A chain of command problem and a disputed post-traumatic brain. And now there are no officers involved at all.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Lieber. Thanks for giving us food for thought. Dr. John Lieber here with us on Good Day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you. How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Known of all of the Kiss musicians, probably is, right?
And Paul Stanley.
Yeah. All right, so Simmons wants help formulating ideas on how Rolling Stone's current cover stars should celebrate their 40th anniversary in the most epic way possible. So he's put it to the band, the fans, via Tongle. What's Tongle, Kenny?
It's like Kickstarter, but not as well known.
Ah, so it's a crowdfunding source. Aha. We've always been about the fans, Simmons says. We want ideas, and you know you're going to, we'll get some, we'll make something that's authentic out of all of this. Let's see here. This outfit that's a crowdfund has had Pringles, Speed Stick, as clients, interesting. It's sort of Kiss along with Pringles. That doesn't seem to, as we point out in the article from today's show at DougStephan.com, so this is coming out of left field. So anyway, fans can contribute ideas, sort of like Twitter, with 140 character notes. So what do you see? Can we follow this? Can the public follow this as the ideas are brought to the website, Kenny?
It depends how they're presented, but I would think so.
Mm-hmm. I think there's only one song, and that was the song you just played that I've ever really cared for.
I guess right here would be your favorite song, guys.
I forget this was Kiss. Moody blues-ish.
Canada, I hate this song.
Really? So that's why I like it.
Why do you hate it? Because it's just a ballad?
It's just a ballad. Rock bands with big guitars and makeup should not do ballads.
Yeah. It's supposed to make a lot of noise.
Sensitive too.
How do you shoot flames on the stage to this song?
I don't think you do.
And this is the drummer, but there are no drums.
Yeah.
Music snob.
Come on.
There you go.
Please. Get up, get down.
But now, didn't we talk last week about some of the members of KISS being upset because all the original guys are not included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, the original guys are included.
Oh, the guys that have been around after.
It's the guys who put on makeup and pretend to be one of the original guys that are not included.
No.
So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so anyway, there's the latest news. You can check that story out. Crowdsourcing, crowdfunding for KISS and their 40th anniversary at DougStephan.com. The story from Jennifer, which we may or may not spend a lot of time on, I'm just fascinated because of the reactions off the air that I had to a suggestion that arose over the weekend from Howard Stern, who, after David Letterman announced his retirement on Thursday, said, well, maybe this would be something for me. Or somebody asked him anyway, and he said, my plate is full. But that has been He always says his plate is full, and then somebody waves a little more money in front of him. Like they first offered him to go on America's Got Talent. They offered him $5 million. He said, no, sorry. Then they offered him $7 million. Well, maybe a little. Then they finally gave him $10 million. He said, okay, I'm in.
But do you think he really wants to work?
Well, I don't know that if he has a staff that puts the stuff together, this may or may not be work. Maybe he doesn't want to work. We were talking about him not being a good replacement for Letterman, but being a good after-hours guy.
Late.
With his foolishness. Yeah, but he doesn't like the FCC. The FCC doesn't like him. But I think he's calmed down a little bit, don't you? Anybody who's listened to him?
Oh, I think so. His wife has done some good for him.
Right, exactly. He's all over the Bulldog charities and lots of other things that, yeah, his wife, who is much younger than he is, has calmed him right down, which I guess tends to happen when you get into those circumstances.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you heard the story about the guy who sued Winnebago over its cruise control? According to the story, he set the cruise control while driving and then left his seat to brew some coffee. Of course, he crashed. And as the story goes, he was mad that the instructions didn't warn him not to do this, so he sued. If you've heard this, you're not alone. It's part of a viral email note about 5 crazy lawsuits that received the so-called Stella Awards. The awards are named after the woman who spilled coffee on herself and sued McDonald's. The problem is, all the stories are fake. Yes, urban legends. It's easy to believe them, though, because so many real lawsuits are just as outrageous. Let's be fair. There's a better place for information about how junk lawsuits are affecting America than through phony emails. To get the facts, visit our website. The information we have is verified and proves once again that truth is, indeed, stranger than fiction. Our website is centerforamerica.org.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Stephen, good day program. Have you thanked an employee for carrying around a great attitude? I'm going to thank Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler for carrying around a great attitude.
Oh, no problem, sir.
Here it comes.
You're such a pleasure to work with.
Come on.
No.
Deliver it.
Uh-uh.
You can't not leave the punchline laying around there like that. Come on.
Remember B.A. Baracus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good president.
You got a bad attitude.
Mr. Baracus, our president.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so we were talking with Dr. John Liebert, who is a psychiatrist, about what happened at Fort Hood. And he brought a couple of items to light that I would like to revisit with you for a moment before we get off onto the ping theory.
Ping!
Ping! Post-traumatic stress disorder and where it came from. He made an excellent point, I thought, in referencing World War II. And how the soldiers, I mean, there certainly was post-traumatic stress being identified that way, but not to the extent, and I was thinking that some would, upon listening to that, think it was a political statement. I suppose you could read into it that if you want to. I didn't hear it that way. I thought it was actually well thought out and something that many of us have not thought about. If you go to Vietnam, you can even go back to Korea, because Korea was a wasted war. No victor. Vietnam.
I disagree.
Okay, you can disagree.
Look at South Korea now. South Korea is a great country.
Well,
with
why did it? Why
great
did it
infrastructure.
Start? Why? But where, how did we impact that?
We saved it from being taken over by the North.
Well, no, I'm not sure that the communists were trying to take it over. Yes, perhaps you can make that argument.
The whole continent would have been the whole peninsula would have been a communist country now.
Well, in that area, the communists were responsible for Vietnam, which happened about 15 years later than Korea. And so when you take that, maybe, Richie, the approach might be that the sort of violence that was a part of, and I don't know this for a fact because I don't remember studying that part of it. I remember things like the March to Bataan, where the Japanese were, it was like I made a reference to the
Japanese were brutal.
The unnecessary violence in the movie Noah, which was brutal and horrible and unnecessary. Well, you can say that about Bataan. You can say that about the things that happened in Vietnam.
So your point was?
The point is that the post-traumatic era has been brought about by people seeing these horrific things and feeling that nothing comes from them. And so whether that's right or not...
Because we had victory in World War II. Yeah, there was something... And they had a feeling of satisfaction.
Felt good about it.
So the post-traumatic stress was...
Well, there was a reason
people
for all
don't
the death
feel
and destruction.
Good about, yeah, people don't feel good about Iraq. People don't feel good about Afghanistan. People didn't feel good about Vietnam.
The other point he made was...
One more. Hold on, Rizzi. Yeah. People felt very good about Desert Storm. Remember the difference?
It was quick.
And that was, well, it was quick, but also something got done that needed to be done in a way that was, quick, efficient, whatever it was. But when it was all over, you could see that we had done or we felt like we did, and you could make a strong argument for us having done the right thing. Whereas that's not the case in Vietnam. We had no damn business there. We weren't really getting anywhere against the Vietnamese, mostly because of horrible leadership. And we had no business going to Iraq. And we went to Afghanistan and squandered the reason for us going there. And all of the men and the horrible way, I mean, we don't hear or see... Because we don't have... Remember in World War II, there were people like Ernie Pyle who would write back, and even Edward R. Murrow, you could make a Walter Cronkite. You could make a case for those soldiers who were embedded in the action for telling stories that didn't feel like what stories came out of Vietnam. Maybe that's just we're just compounding what we've said about this. But I think that...
Well, back in the newsreel days, they sugarcoated everything.
Well, they also had...
The nitty-gritty like we hear today.
Yeah, well, maybe that's part of it, Richie. I wasn't thinking about it that way. But under the circumstances, let's get to the bottom line here. The post-traumatic stress disorder is something the military doesn't want to admit. It doesn't know what to do with.
Well, another big part of it was identifying your enemy.
Yeah, you couldn't do
that. And in Vietnam, that became a lot harder, and certainly today, it's impossible.
Possible. Yeah.
Guys walking up to you in uniforms that are supposed to be your friends and then shooting and walking on your own base. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, so certainly that has to contribute.
So I've not heard from anybody, or I don't know if we have, because I don't have my thing working here. Richie, we heard everybody listening in El Paso that's at Fort Bliss that wants to talk about this, because the doctor was specific, and Jennifer mentioned it on Friday, that he'd been transferred over to Fort Hood from Fort Bliss because he was a problem, and Fort Hood is where all the problem soldiers go. So if that's the case... Is the military doing something here that requires a little more examination? The medical literature says that his form of PTSD can cause second injuries if it threatens to invalidate the patient's traumatic experience. The number of suicides, we were talking about this last week, up 80%. That sort of thing. One in six veterans returning from Iraq or Afghanistan diagnosed with this. 6,500 veterans committed suicide last year. All right. So what do you make of this? Mark is calling us at 888-302 Doug. Mark, hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was just going to let you know that even with Desert Storm, I'm a Desert Storm veteran myself. I was in the 1st Battalion, 27th Field Artillery out of Pappenhausen, Germany. And, you know, even though it was a quick war, it was a decisive war, even myself, I have small issues here and there. A lot of it just going back to the fear that you had of...
What sort of issues...
Another man was trying to kill you.
If you don't mind my asking and you telling us what your specific issues are, what do you have going on with you?
Well, definitely what they call hypervigilance. I'm always looking around. I'm always, you know, watching. If I sit in a restaurant, I want to see the exit door. I want to see who's coming, who's going, because as we all know, you don't know what kind of idiot's going to come in and do something foolish.
Do you have a gun that you carry with you at all times? Do you have a concealed carry permit?
No, I don't carry a firearm. No, I do not. That's not to say that I wouldn't respond, that I wouldn't act.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just that, I mean, I think part of your point is correct as far as the decisiveness and the victory and so forth. But on the same hand, when you're placed in that kind of position where, you know, your life is on the line, it does do something to you. It really does.
What has this done to your family? How does it affect the rest of your life? What's going on with you? How does that affect the rest of your environment?
Well, in the early part of my marriage, it affected my wife quite a bit because, you know, I would have dreams or wake up or, you know, one time in particular, my wife said that, I was on the floor of the bedroom hollering for her to get down. And I have no recollection of that whatsoever, that that took place. She was telling me that that took place. And not that, you know, every moment of my day is consumed by something related to the war. That's not the case.
But it's there.
It's just that every now and then a smell or something might, you know, trigger a little something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What do you do for work now?
I'm actually a children's minister.
Are you?
I work with kids, yes.
Isn't that interesting? Wow.
Mark, how's your relationship with your wife? Not to get too personal, but I know a couple of guys where it just kind of fell apart when they got back.
Well, I think it's good for the most part. I mean, we do struggle here and there, you know, some little things, and some of it related to my time in service, but, you know, we lean on each other, we lean on our faith, and, you know, I mean, I think we do quite well.
All right. Did you have to shoot anybody when you were in the service?
No, I did not. I did come awful close to actually having to fire my weapon, and it would have actually been a friendly fire incident because it was our supply officer that didn't know the password, and I was a 19-year-old scared kid. Had it been today at almost 45 years old, unfortunately, I would have shot him.
Did you go down the career path you did because of your experiences there?
I don't know if that was the cause or more of my own growing up, my own situation as a kid or what, I don't know. But, you know, I'm just trying to make a positive impact on society where I'm at and to what I can do as an individual.
Yeah, thanks for the call, sir. 888-302-3684. So there's some more light on that situation. Gentlemen, ladies, as we begin to want to look our best at springtime, and you're struggling with your hairline, you want it to be stronger, healthier, fuller. Heck, you just want more hair. So, may I send you to the same place Tom from Arizona went? He sent me an email and said, I've been using this Provia for pretty much the entire time you've been talking about it. The results are amazing. I've seen my hair grow back, comes in thicker every day. Well, you know why that happens? Because what this product Provia cleanses the scalp, gets the pores open so that the hair that's growing, the follicles that are under your scalp can come through the pores, and you get a little peach fuzz after a month or two, and then it begins to really get thicker and better, and that's when you feel good about having used Provia. I'm just happy to have so many people coming back to me with so many reasons for them being happy. Compliments, I feel better about myself, I don't look so old, any of those things. Call this number now, 800-525-8319 for the same results by ordering Provia. 800-525-8319. Provia Super Concentrate is yours. Noticeable results, absolutely, absolutely guaranteed, or your money back. Get the hair back. 800-525-8319.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com as we review the charts for the week of March 31st to April the 4th, 2014. We have covered Major League Baseball at number 10, the NOAA film at number 9, the Korean tensions at number 8, the Congressional Benghazi hearing at 7, global warming at 6, Paul Ryan's budget cuts at 5, the Supreme Court campaign donation ruling at 4. Now we're up to the politics of the midterm elections and who may be running for the presidency in 20.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar.
Good job, Rich.
All right, television time here. Jennifer, 13 before the hour.
Our little finger, Richie.
I'm reading the article from Entertainment Weekly about Jack Bauer being back incredibly ripped. Apparently he's changed his physique somewhat. There is a lot of action in England. Chloe has a new look.
Very gothic.
Right.
They're brooding.
Benjamin Bratt is a part of the new cast. And I'm looking at where we left off the last shot, the last frame of him looking up into the camera at Chloe, and that's where it picks up. The article goes into a lot of the different nuances and shows Chloe, maybe more interestingly than Jack, with a new hairdo and kind of a tough... How did you describe it, Kenny?
Gothic,
really, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's some new news about 24. It's found a site for its online streaming, and I think this is going to kind of set precedent for how TV is going to be done from here on out.
Yeah.
The show is going to stream all eight of its previous seasons exclusively on Amazon Prime's instant video. This is according to The Wrap. Amazon will be the only online streaming service to air both the show and the event series 24 Live Another Day, which airs on Fox starting in May. I think it's not necessarily good or bad. I think for Amazon, it's fantastic. I think from a consumer standpoint, if you want to have Hulu or if you want to have Amazon Prime or, you know, whatever you want to do to stream your programming, now you're going to have to kind of get access to
so
all
I
of
can't
these.
Go to Hulu if I miss an episode.
Right.
I can't go to Fox to get an episode.
It seems that way, which is kind of bizarre because it was offered through Netflix before and Hulu, but now Amazon's the only one that's going to have it.
Wow. Yeah, they're all trying to get exclusives.
All right, the president even had a reaction to David Letterman retiring.
Yeah.
And one wonders if that...
He's upset, Dougie.
Is he?
He said there'll be more than 10 reasons David Letterman will be missed. He tweeted that, actually, from his official account. Obama has appeared on The Late Show 7 times and twice as president. Jay Leno also commented on the retirement news, telling Extra, quote, oh, well, you know, he and I are going to do the Sunshine Boys on Broadway, so we're very excited about that. Which would be awesome,
that
by the way.
Fine. That would be good.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Tracking down signals in the Indian Ocean as a painstaking effort continues in Washington State. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 went missing a month ago tomorrow. Ships have now converged on an area in the South Indian Ocean where electronic signals consistent with those from a black box have been detected.
The first detection was held for approximately 2 hours and 20 minutes.
That's retired Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston, who is leading the search. He is expressing cautious optimism following the latest developments.
We haven't found the aircraft yet. We need further confirmation. And I really stress this. It's very important.
The ocean is nearly 3 miles deep in that area as the effort continues to follow up on the detection of those electronic pings. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 vanished on March 8th after leaving Kuala Lumpur, bound for Beijing, with 239 people aboard. Meanwhile, crews continued their efforts in the aftermath of that massive mudslide in Washington State. The slide late last month in the small town of Oso, northeast of Seattle, left over 24 people dead, with others still missing. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson toured the mudslide zone over the weekend.
The damage is extensive. It is clear there is more work to do. I'm here to tell you, this community and this state, that the federal government is with you.
Johnson reminding victims to register with FEMA. The agency says about 200 people have signed up for assistance so far. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The 2014 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then Preparation H Maximum Strength Cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now sink into that rich upholstery. Luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed. Look for Preparation H at CVS.
Your daughter just joined the band and needs an audience.
Mom, Dad, I'm ready now.
Immediately. Now is definitely not the time for a headache. That's why you want fast-acting Advil. It has fast-absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in just minutes. Fast-acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain, so you don't miss a beat. Try fast-acting Advil. Find it in the white box.
It's a new week on Wall Street with the markets trying to bounce back from some big losses last Friday. The Dow dropped 160 points last Friday, closing the week at 16,413. NASDAQ plummeted more than 2.5%, down 110 points. S&P dropping 24.
If it's springtime, it's tornado season, and residents in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama are keeping an eye on the sky today. The National Weather Service issued tornado warnings and watches in several counties in all of those states overnight. The severe weather is expected to come to an end today as a line of severe thunderstorms moves across portions of all of those states. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Captain America needs my help.
I guess that means it's time to throw that cool-looking frisbee. Disney's Captain America the Winter Soldier pulling in $96 million in its debut weekend, number one in theaters. Closing notes. First, all of Hollywood mourning the passing of legendary actor Mickey Rooney at the age of 93. There's word he had been ill for some time, a career that spanned eight decades and countless movies. Of recent vintage, there was Night at the Museum from 2006.
Now listen, Lunchbox. Don't try anything funny. I once went nine rounds with John L. Sullivan. Do you want the job or not, Snack Shack?
Rooney received four Oscar nominations along the way and several special awards, a career that started when he was just 15 months old, playing a role in his family's vaudeville act. And finally, the University of Connecticut going for a big daily double. Both of its basketball teams, men's and women's, have reached the NCAA title game. On the women's side is the Lady Huskies of UConn against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in tomorrow night's championship game. Clearly, these are the two top teams in the country. Both are undefeated. On the men's side, UConn upset top seed Florida Saturday night in the Final Four. It's UConn against Kentucky in the title game tonight after the Wildcats nipped Wisconsin. So, go ahead and check this out. UConn is a number 7 seed, Kentucky a number 8 seed. In one of the most unpredictable tournaments in years, two more brackets broken. Hand me a plate. That's not good enough. Give me the whole stack. That's better. They're my brackets. And I'm proud of them. David Weiss, that's the news that matters.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.